Lawyers for the tobacco industry laid out their defense yesterday in a federal civil racketeering trial. The government maintains that tobacco company executives misled the American public for 50 years about the dangers of smoking. The companies say they made mistakes in the past, but say they have never committed fraud. NPR's Libby Lewis reports.
In opening statements, industry lawyers conceded that the cigarette companies did some wrong-headed things. Ted Wells, co-counsel for Philip Morris, told federal judge Gladys Kessler some of what the industry did was mistaken. It was regrettable. But Wells said that doesn't mean it was fraud. Industry lawyer David Burnett continued that theme of the defense. He said that when the industry formed an advisory board of scientists, those actions were open and transparent, not a secret attempt to deceive the public. Burnett said, was it PR? Sure it was PR. Was it fraud? No. Industry lawyers said the government was hinging its case on actions that are long over. In recent years, they said, companies have spent millions of dollars and changed their policies and practices in order to warn the public about the hazards of smoking. They told the judge the landmark 1998 agreement with the states, an agreement that was forged from massive lawsuits, had done enough to restrict the way they could market and advertise and do business. They argued that agreement and other actions they've taken should be proof the industry will not commit fraud in the future. One issue sure to be heavily fought over is the question of whether the industry now illegally markets to teenagers. The 1998 agreement restricted the way tobacco companies could market and advertise to shield children and young people. That agreement refers to both direct and indirect marketing. The question is, how do you interpret indirect marketing? Philip Morris lawyer Ted Wells asked the judge. Wells said, however that question is answered, this is not the stuff RICO is about. The government sued the tobacco industry under the racketeering law designed to fight organized crime. In order to prove its case, the government must show not only that the industry committed fraud in the past, it must show there's a reasonable possibility the industry will commit fraud in the future. The trial could last 6 months. Libby Lewis, NPR News, Washington.